Tampa Bay tomorrow. I'm your host, Ryan Gorman. In this episode, we're joined by Tom Madonna, Executive Director of
News, Traffic, and Weather. News Radio 970 WFLA.
Tom, how are you?
Tampa Bay.
I'm doing great today. How are you?
It's 9 o'clock.
Doing good. Thank you so much for taking the time.
First thing is AmSkills means the American Manufacturing Skills Initiative. If you look at what's going on in the country and even in the Tampa Bay area today, there is a huge need for skilled labor in the manufacturing industry. In fact, over the next 10 years, they're expecting 3.4 million jobs are needed, but only 1.4 are going to get filled, which means 2 million jobs are going to be needed. So this is really why we were created, to help develop hands-on skills training in advanced manufacturing and help people to get jobs through a European-style apprenticeship training program.
And a lot of people, I think when they hear manufacturing, they think of the older manufacturing jobs, those typical industrial plant jobs. Explain how these new manufacturing jobs differ.
Well, yes, that is correct. And in fact, that's one of the issues that we have is so many people think about that in the past. But nowadays, it's very clean environments. You're working on robotics, electronics. Even 3D printing is starting to make its way into manufacturing. So there's really just huge opportunities in a variety of areas and actually very well-paying jobs as well. So it's really a great opportunity for our youth and adults to start, launch a career in manufacturing.
Is AmSkills a local initiative or is this a national initiative? How does that break down?
It is actually a local initiative.
Okay.
It was formed in the year 2015 through three counties, Pasco, Pinellas, and Hernando counties. And essentially, it is a government and nonprofit agency that has been designed. We are currently funded through each of the counties of Pasco, Pinellas, and Hernando. We also have work with the school systems, as well as local manufacturers and the local colleges. So it's a very, very unique setup. It's a public-private partnership, if you will, and it's an excellent opportunity for the government agencies to help launch this, to not only help the people who need the training, but also to help our manufacturers.
So when this initiative was developed, was this looked at as something that both the business community and the counties would need down the road? Was this an initiative with some foresight as to some of the issues that we'd be facing in terms of a gap in the skills needed for manufacturing jobs?
Yes, exactly. And specifically in the Tampa Bay area, they had done a survey several years ago focusing on the skills gaps that are happening right here in Tampa Bay. And in the manufacturing industry, that one of the surveys they asked, of the candidates that you've interviewed in the last 6 months, how many were qualified? And 74% of those interviewed are not qualified for the jobs, which means this is huge opportunity for those who want to start a career, learn a skilled trade, and do that without necessarily the costs associated with all, going to college and so on.
So how did this all come about? Did the political leaders in Hernando, Pasco, and Pinellas get with the business leaders and develop this kind of a program? How did that start and get to where it is today, which it sounds like it's expanded over the past few years?
Yes. Actually, it started Catherine Starkey, County Commissioner in Pasco County, as well as the commissioners in Pinellas and Hernando got together along with the school superintendents.
Okay.
And basically, we secured a grant, or they secured a grant from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity for $1.2 million, which was used to help launch the program across the three counties. What's unique about this is it was designed based on economic development. If you're trying to recruit new businesses to your county,
sure.
Nowadays you look for what is the workforce training. You know, you need to have a trained workforce in order to move here or to maintain those companies that are here already.
And when this initiative was built, was it built around certain industries that were already here with an eye on the future, or was it built to attract new specific industries into the Tampa Bay region?
It's actually built for both.
Okay.
We have that's primarily. Yeah, exactly. We've been at primarily starting with three primary tracks, which is mechatronics, industrial maintenance, and CNC machining. And we started with those tracks because those are the most needed positions in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay. So you had industries here who were in need of a certain skill set. You start with that, and then I'm assuming you keep an eye out for what's coming, you know, what we would like to have in the area, what the new, the new things are that could lead to a bunch of different opportunities in the future.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's why we have established through a recent grant that we had through the Department of Education, we're establishing a 3D printing program. Because, again, it's called additive manufacturing, and that is going to make its way more and more into the manufacturing industry. However, very few manufacturers actually utilize this. So not only are we teaching our students and candidates, as we call them, the skills they need that are needed now, but also skills that are going to be needed in the future, which would allow them to go into a company and help them to develop these kind of technologies.
And I'm assuming that's where the business partnerships come into play. You must be in contact with different businesses and industry leaders to kind of get an idea of what kind of training you need to be able to provide.
Yes, actually, that's the other interesting part is our board that we have is an 11-member board. It's made up of not only county commissioners from each county, but also the presidents of the local colleges, the school superintendents, but also manufacturers. And we were designed to be industry-led. We're every day listening and talking to the manufacturers, finding out what their needs are. And the fact that we're formed as a separate entity from the school system allows us to make changes fairly quickly to address the needs of the manufacturing industry.
We're talking to Tom Madonna, Executive Director of AMSkills, the American Manufacturing Skills Initiative. Tell us about your role as Executive Director. How did you get to that position, and what are some of the things that you're overseeing on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I actually came into the program in 2015. I was not executive director at that time, but more of a project manager role in helping to launch and get the grant established from the Department of Economic Opportunity. But then in 2016 became the executive director, and I've got quite a bit of background in program design and management, but also working with nonprofits, working in government, as well as businesses. And because of the uniqueness of what we're trying to establish, that's been able to help me to help we're trying to build something that's never been done before. I haven't mentioned yet, really, but we are a European-style apprenticeship training program, and you just can't take Germany and put it here in the U.S. and
right.
It work. You know, so therefore, we've got a lot of things going on, and my role is basically to help pull that together, working with others to help determine how we can be most effective in developing this program.
For those who aren't familiar, the Germans have developed a world-class apprenticeship program in their country, one that has had great, great success. But like you said, just taking their system and applying it here doesn't quite work. So what you guys have done and are continuing to do, I'm assuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're taking their model and tailor-fitting it for the Tampa Bay area.
That is correct. In Germany and in Switzerland, basically you graduate high school, your core classes at 16 years old, and you either decide at that point you're going to college or you're going to go a skilled trade, an apprenticeship route. And so they then go through a couple more years of direct training in the field that they select, as well as working, and they're paid the entire time. Now, here in the U.S., of course, you don't graduate until you're 18. So we are currently working, and the fact that we have the school superintendents on our board is helping us to accomplish this, where we are moving more of our program into the school day at an earlier age of 16 with the intent that that we can then start getting them placed and working at a younger age.
And kind of explain for people who aren't familiar with what an apprenticeship is. What exactly does that entail?
Well, an apprenticeship is, you know, if you decide to go in a particular career, and we'll say machining. I'll use Sure. machining as an example. Okay, if you want to be a machinist, it's going to take you quite a few years before you become a truly skilled machinist. There's quite a bit to learn. So, what you do is you go in and you start. Number one, you get some basic training, and then you work hand in hand with a mentor, if you will, learning that trade while also continuing to get your training. So basically, it's allowing you to work directly with a mentor to help train you on that specific skill that you're going to be ultimately using as your career.
And you have a step-by-step process that you follow through this AmSkills initiative. And I want to go through each step. But first, let's touch on the training programs, because you cover a couple of different areas. You cover youth, like you mentioned, your connections with the school system, and also adults and veterans as well. Let's start with the school system. How responsive has the school systems in Pinellas and Pasco and Hernando County been? Obviously, they were a part of developing this, and how has it expanded in each of those counties?
Well, that's the other great thing about this. Because we partnered with them, they are working very close with us to help develop the program. The biggest issue is actually trying to reach and get not only our youth interested in it, but also their parents. You talked about, you know, our parents think about old time, what factories look like, but that's not the case anymore. So working with the schools, it allows us to go directly into the classroom, talk to the students, show them what it's about. And starting this year, they're going to actually bus students over to our program during the school day so they can do a hands-on project. And it's much better learning and getting excited when you Sure. can actually build something than somebody just sitting there and telling you about it. So that's one of the other great things that the schools are doing to help us.
And this is strictly high schools.
That is correct. Okay. We have what's called the Youth Pre-Apprenticeship. It starts as a junior in high school and runs as a junior and senior. And that's our Youth Pre-Apprenticeship program.
And is this in every high school in each of those counties, or is it just in certain ones?
No, it is currently we are an after-school program, if you will, in Pasco and Hernando. We are still new, so we are continuing to develop. But starting this fall, we will be a dual enrollment program in Pinellas as a pilot program. The goal is to get dual enrollment and in all three counties, which will help, because when you're an after-school program, you kind of are competing with soccer and
right,
football
right.
and that kind of stuff. But remember, we're still developing, so we're kind of taking it a little slow to get things running. But currently it's after-school, and then in Pinellas, it'll be dual enrollment next year.
Have you found an interest among students in these three counties that now maybe they have an option different from the ones that they maybe thought they were going to have? Usually, you know, it's high school and then college, whether community college or a four-year university. For most, some people don't have any plan after high school. They're not planning on going to college or university for a variety of different reasons. Have you found that there's an interest because this gives people a different option?
Absolutely. In fact, we just completed a summer camp program. It's a 3-week camp for high school students to kind of, again, get to learn what it's all about. They actually built a 3D printer, for instance. We don't want them just learning the software side, but how you built it. And actually, we had one of the students, campers in that program who said, you know, I had no idea what I wanted to do. But now that I've been through this, I know I want to do industrial maintenance. And so he's going to be starting our program in the fall. And in today's world, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people relate. I'm a parent. So many of our youth are not really guided as to what their careers can be. And that's one of the unique things that we do. When they're in our program, you kind of get to explore the tracks that we're providing through hands-on projects and kind of help guide you to say, you know, which direction might be best for you.
And let's shift to the adults now, because, you know, we hear this time and time again. You have different industries who are moving towards automation. People are losing their jobs. The retail sector is one that comes to mind, which is undergoing a huge transformation right now. So you have a lot of adults finding themselves in need of a new path. How does AmSkills play into that for adults in the Pasco, Pinellas, and Hernando communities?
Well, it's, as we said, a lot of adults in the age group of 18 to 26, 27, many of them don't really still even know what they want to do. Many college students graduate college and don't know what they want to do. You've heard also many where engineers will graduate college and they've never touched anything. And that's the difference of our program. Again, 80% of it's hands-on project. We're getting you on the equipment, getting you on the machines, and you're actually doing the things which helps you to learn those skills. So from an adult perspective, we use the same model. You come in, you get to explore the different tracks that we have. And then once you've done that, then we actually identify the company, and then we get you placed working for them in a paid position.
Now, you were talking more over the age of 18. It sounded more like in that 18 to 30 range. What about those who have been in other careers during the course of their lifetime and are looking for something different now? Do they have access to this initiative as well?
Absolutely. In fact, I think we've got a couple guys now that are over 50 in our program. So, and in fact, they're in the process. They've been through the adult program is actually designed to be completed in 4 to 6 months, which means that within 4 to 6 months, as long as they're doing the work and showing up and doing what they need to do, then we will get them placed and working. And we've already got several that we're getting ready to place now in paid positions that are over 50.
We're talking to Tom Madonna, Executive Director of AmSkills, the American Manufacturing Skills Initiative. Let's talk about veterans, because we always hear so much about veterans looking for work. It's obviously something that I think every American wants to help out with. We shouldn't have veterans who return home from serving their country with no work. And you guys are trying to address that. Tell us about that part of the program.
Well, we have just recently become a veteran training center within the last few months, so we are just getting ready to start that program, which means we're trying to get the word out to any local veterans who might be looking to change a career or help get started in a career. And the program that we've created is called the Career Launch, and that's what we're trying to do is launch careers. But obviously, our veterans have a lot of discipline, a lot of the skills. Mechatronics is an area that we found that a lot of our veterans like to get into. So there's huge opportunity for them as well. And they are able to utilize their VA benefits to help with some of the costs of the program.
Let's go through the steps here. Step one, recruitment and production workshops. Tell us about that.
Step one, basically, obviously, not everybody knows what it's all about. So we have production workshops, half-day workshops where you can come in. They're free. You kind of try it out, see what it's all about, learn about it. And then that's designed to help you determine if you want to move forward in the program.
Step two, pre-apprentice hands-on foundational skills training, 600 hours. And that's for adults, correct? Youth, it's 2 years.
Well, it's the same number of hours for both. But okay. The difference is this. If you're in high school and you're going to an after-school program, you can only do 10 hours per week. So it takes 2 years,
gotcha.
Your junior and
okay.
senior year, to get through the program. However, if you're an adult and you come full-time, within three to six months, you would be completing those hours and ready to be placed.
And this foundational skills training, this is the mentor training that we were talking about?
No, well, not actually, but that's actually the youth foundational program is designed to give you the basic skills that you
okay.
need. Okay, but we do treat it as if you're coming to work. Even for our high school kids, you have to clock in, clock out on a time clock. You're learning blueprint reading, converting standard to metric, hand tools. But again, 80% of the time you're doing projects. So you're machining, you're doing using lathes, mills, drills, and so on. So that's really the core program to launch your career.
And then step three, the apprenticeship planning, meeting, and decisions.
That is designed to, if you're under 18, one of the current issues that we have is most manufacturers are unable to take high school kids under 18 years of age. So again, that's why we have the two-year program. But what we do is prior to them turning 18, we sit down with the parents and the apprentice candidate and really decide, you know, what is it you want to do? Which track do you want to do? We do this also with the adults so that when we're ready to place them, if they tell us they want to be a machinist, then we know to approach different machining companies, and we work to make sure that we get them the best fit that we possibly can.
Step four. So this is the mentor training and apprenticeship, apprentice dual coaching. This is where they learn from somebody who knows the skills.
Correct. A couple things. Number one, I'm not sure if you knew this, but Tampa Bay, specifically in Pinellas County, has the largest concentration of manufacturers in the state of Florida. And a lot of people didn't know that. And so there's huge opportunity right here in Tampa Bay. However, 90% of them have less than 50 employees. So therefore, they're not necessarily have a program on how to take on an apprentice. So what we do is, number one, we go in and we train. They identify staff that they're going to have designated mentors. And we train them on how to be a mentor. And so then once we place our apprentice, they've got somebody on the inside designated as a mentor, and we assign them a coach. So now you basically have the two of us working together to help that apprentice be successful. So if at any time they're not so sure what to do, they can either approach their mentor in the company, or they can call their coach with AM Skills, and we're going to be there to help you get through it and help you to succeed.
Do you find that a lot of the manufacturers in say, Pinellas County or just anywhere here in the Tampa Bay area would like to expand further but are unable to because they don't have the systems in place to train new employees to expand?
Yes, that is a big factor, again, because many of them are smaller, so they don't necessarily have that capability, nor, again, do they have the employees. You know, it's difficult for them to hire the qualified people. So the great thing about our program is before we consider placing them, we actually vet the candidates. So they have to complete 400 hours with us before we ever will consider placing them at a company. And that way, when we bring them to a manufacturer, they know, okay, this guy really wants to do this or this girl, and we know they're going to show up and those types of things.
Right, because that's a big investment, I'm sure, for a lot of these companies, especially the smaller ones.
Absolutely, and that's what – you know, if you look at how it is done now – they just get people off the street, basically, do the interviews, and then, you know, 2 weeks or a month down the road, they'll start not showing up, or this isn't what I want to do, and they're gone. And there's a lot of costs, the indirect costs that a lot of these companies don't realize. But by taking on an AM Skills apprentice, you know, we've done that. We've vetted them. We know that they're a good fit for them, and we're working with them to help them be successful.
Well, you hear this a lot. Uncertainty isn't good for business, and it seems to me like this AM Skills initiative creates certainty for a lot of the businesses in the area, which is only going to help in the long run.
Absolutely, and that's where, although, you know, we are new, and so therefore some of the companies don't know us yet, and that's what we're trying to do now is truly get out in the community and start letting them know what we're doing. The fact that we're backed by the counties and the schools and so on should bring some comfort to them that we are a top-notch company and working with them.
Let's go to the final two steps, step five, job placement and the career launch phase.
Well, you know, how many people, obviously, if you're in high school, you get your high school degree or you go to college, you get your college degree, and then it's kind of left up to you to go out and, okay, go get your job. Well, we don't do that. What we do is not only do we train you technically, but we also teach you the soft skills and life skills that are needed to succeed in a career. But you've heard the saying, you know, when you're trying to get a job, and I'm going to let you answer this. When you're trying to get a job, it's not what you know, but it's what?
It's who you know.
It's who you know. Well, we're the, exactly. Well, we're the who you know, okay? Because we know you now. We know what your capabilities are because you've been through our program. So therefore, we're then going to find a manufacturer that we think is going to be the best fit for you. We prepare you for the job interview. Then we will go work with you to get placed and working there. And once you're working there, then we have assign a coach, you know. So I think that's a huge difference with our program that is going to help to be a long-term success.
And finally, the apprenticeship phase, step six.
Well, not everybody that comes in our program is going to ultimately become an apprentice. There are many apprentice may require 2 or 3 more years of training. But there are many, many jobs in manufacturing that don't necessarily need that. So they're what's called semi-skilled positions. So we are able to help those who may not be able to go on and get more training. But so we get them placed. Or if they become a full-fledged apprentice, then, for instance, if they want to be a machinist, then they would need to continue for a couple more years of training, either through in Pinellas, it's Pinellas Technical College, through machining, here at Marchman and Pasco and Hernando at SunTech. They would work, you know, to continue their training, and we would work continually with them to help develop their skills over that time frame.
So people are listening to this show. Again, we're talking to Tom Madano, Executive Director of AmSkills, the American Manufacturing Skills Initiative here in Pasco, Hernando, and Pinellas County. And perhaps it's a student, maybe it's a veteran, maybe it's an adult who is currently out of work looking for something different. They're interested. Where can they find out more? And do you guys hold any events that they can attend to gain more information?
Yes. Well, the first place they can go, obviously, is our website, which is www.amskills.org. And that would be the first place for them to go, AMSKILLS.org. And most of the information is there, including any events that are coming up. We do have an adult program starting up here in Pasco County on Monday. And in Pinellas and Hernando, August 10th is our next program. So we really are encouraging everybody to go to our website and get registered for those programs because, again, it'll be a great opportunity for them to launch their career in just a few months.
And are there any final aspects of AmSkills that we haven't touched on that you'd like to pass along that you think, you know, should be highlighted?
Yeah, I do. One is, you know, many of our students and the those that are coming to our program may not necessarily we have very low fees for the career launch program. It's only just a little under, you know, it's about $1,700, but it's almost you're almost guaranteed a job as long as you complete the course. However, not everybody can afford that, and we absolutely do not want to turn anyone away that can't afford. But there is cost associated with us running a program like this. So we have created the AmSkills Apprenticeship Foundation. It's a nonprofit, and it is designed to for people who want to help others launch their career, you know, to help give and help provide this kind of training for them. So I think that's, you know, when you really look at our program, we're not just providing a training program, but we're changing people's lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got students who started the program and had just had no idea what they wanted to do. And we've got one guy, he's 18. He's working at a very large manufacturing company now. After he graduated high school, he's in college part-time, but he's also doing his apprenticeship. And when you talk to him, he had no clue that he would ever have a pathway, and AmSkills was able to help him accomplish that.
It could be a game changer for those listening who are looking for work or looking for something different. Again, you can find out more at AmSkills.org. Tom Madano, Executive Director of AmSkills, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it, and I ask that everybody check us out. And if you know somebody who needs help in this area or needs a career, please check us out because we can help.
And that wraps up this edition of Tampa Bay Tomorrow. I'm your host, Ryan Gorman. Thanks for listening.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 970 WFLA. Tampa Bay.